Cardinals Championship Chase coverage presented by 72 Souls on the home of Arizona Cardinals football.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Burns and Gambo talk cards in the playoffs. Now.
Thursday afternoon here on the Burns and Gambo Show, live from the Auction Community Studios on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Cards Rams still a few days away, coming up on Monday night. The playoffs, of course, start on Saturday with two games, three games on Sunday, and then the Cards and the Rams finish it up on Monday night. And Kyler Murray going to make his playoff debut on Monday Night Football. Cliff yesterday on Kyler said that I expect him to have the best game of his career, because he's been waiting for this moment his entire life. Kyler reacted to that today. Here's what he said.
Yeah, he knows, he's watched me for a long time. So, I mean, he knows, kind of my mental as far as, you know, big games or just the game in general. I eat, breathe, and sleep football. So, to be in a situation, all I can do, I'm excited about it. You know, there's no fear. There's no nerves about, playing at a high level. It's just, you just got to go out there and execute the plays and be yourself. So, I cherish this moment. I understand. I'm excited for it.
Gambo, do you think Cliff did Kyler any disservice by setting that bar so high for him yesterday?
Nah, no. I do always find it odd when somebody has – there's no nerves or anything like that, right? I kind of want you to be a little nervous. I think it's very normal to be somewhat nervous. So that there's no nerves and I'm calm, cool as a cucumber. And I expect that Matthew Stafford's – I expect that first you're going to be a little nervous. I would hope that you're a little nervous.
Okay, this is interesting. You've kind of touched on something here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want them to admit that they're nervous, or would that be showing a weakness?
No, it's not showing a weakness.
To admit that you're nervous about something?
No, to say I'm expected there's going to be nerves, just like there was the first time I played or my first. Yeah, I mean, it's very normal to.
Well, I agree. 100%.
It's very normal to have nerves.
100%. But you and I have been covering professional athletes for most of our adult life. And a lot of them, and I'm not saying this necessarily about Kyler, but a lot of them are very prideful people. A lot of them don't like to show their flaws off very much. A lot of them don't want you to know where the soft spots are. And they want you to think that they're the toughest people who ever walked the earth, right? And I think that even for some, admitting that you're nervous about your first ever playoff game, somebody might look at that and say, that's a weakness. That's a soft spot. That's not, you'd be tough. Don't be nervous about it. Stuff like that. I just, some professional athletes, I think a lot of professional athletes, are conditioned not to let anybody think anything is bothering them at all times, because that's just kind of the code of being a pro athlete.
Yeah, I and listen, maybe there are rare guys out there that just, this is what I've done my whole life, man. I'm not nervous about this. I've done.
Yeah.
It's possible.
But to
it's
your
possible.
Point, I'm sure Kyler's nervous about this. Of course he's nervous about this. Of course he's, of course he's going to have butterflies before he's going to be on playing the first playoff game in his career on Monday Night Football. Of course there's going to be some nerves involved, right?
Well, the physical, I'm nervous because Aaron Donald's like 6 feet away from me. that's why I'm nervous. Uh-huh. I'm looking at a guy right there that could take my head off. He could literally take my head off. And he's coming after me the entire game. Like, I'd be nervous about that. That has to worry you a little bit. You got to be aware of it. You should be. I don't know. I don't think that the stage is too big for Kyler. I think he's played in so many big games in high school and college that I don't think the stage is too big for him. I don't think it's an interesting question of you. Did Cliff, by Cliff saying I expect him to play the best game of his life, did he put any added pressure on him? Probably not. I mean, it's a team sport, but there's more pressure on the quarterback than anybody else. And, if he makes a lot of mistakes and has a terrible game, and we're coming in here, boy, that was one of the worst games I've ever seen Kyler Murray play. Then I'm sure we'll be playing at Cliff Kingsbury tweet. Maybe Cliff didn't read the tea leaves right, but I think in some ways Cliff has just the utmost confidence in Kyler that he's going to play well.
Yeah, here's more from Kyler on his mental state going into a game like this.
Yeah, I think it's natural, for big games to, have a different feel. I mean, they are what they are for a reason. Compared to a regular season, a game that doesn't match up to, whoever you're playing or whatever. But, I don't know. I mean, it's the playoffs. It's Monday night in L.A. We're the only game on TV. I don't know how you cannot feel a certain way about it or be juiced up about it. You know, I was raised that way. You know, you got to show up when the team needs you. So, like again, it's on us. You know, we got to go out here and prepare well this week and go out and execute on Monday. There's nothing else that really needs to be said about it.
It was funny hearing him talk about it, especially the part about how he was raised for it. I mean, he spent a lot of time talking today about everything he went through in his childhood and how that might have all prepared him for this moment.
I was always raised on, win regardless, you know, no matter what. We don't lose. Whether it was a race, whether it was, you know, like I said, chess match, getting first chair in the band class, like it didn't matter what it was. That's just the way I was raised. And then to go back, you know, I grew up in a sports family. Everybody played football, baseball, basketball. So, you know, I knew every player. I knew what they wore. I knew their number. You know, it did everything about them. So for me watching that growing up, I always wanted to be like the guys that everybody watched. And, you know, they were usually the best players. And usually played the best in the big time game. So that's, you know, if you want to be that guy, that's what you got to do. That's what you got to be.
Listen, if I pull into a Circle K the same time Kyler Murray does, it's a freaking battle to see who's going to get in that door first. I mean, no, I understand what he's saying. I mean, he's raised to win at everything. I mean, he's going to pull up to a restaurant and he's going to want to beat the four people that are getting out of cars to make sure that he gets in line first, you know?
You're kind of that guy too, right?
My God, I'm so that guy. My wife hates it. I'm like, hurry up. There's other people. Let's see if we can beat these people in. I wish I wasn't like that, but I totally am.
I am so not like that.
I am so like that. I go up to a restaurant and I'm I don't want to be sixth in line when I can beat these other people in. Hurry up. And sometimes I'll leave the wife and family behind.
Is it because you want to win, or is it because you just don't want to wait for a table because you might get stuck behind somebody else?
I think it's just I want to be first.
That's right. You know what? That's good. That's good. That some people have that in them, and some people don't. Some people
I made my kids throw away all their runner-up stuff.
You've told that story before. Yeah,
that's true.
The participation ribbons stuff, or the stuff like that weren't. You know,
that stuff never went in a memory box. Anything that they won, the levels that they played at, if they won, we kept the banners, we kept the trophies, we kept anything that was second place went in a garbage can.
Hello, you play to win the game.
Yeah, I had a feeling that was coming.
You only have room for so much stuff. Why am I going to keep second place or third place or anything? So we got rid of it. They didn't want it anyway.
Well, I hope all of that. I hope the need to be the first one in the door, the first one to, you know, win the chess match, the one who wins first chair in the band competition. I hope all of that has prepared Kyler Murray for this, because I tell you, the vibe that has come out of the Cardinals the last couple of days, specifically from Cliff and from Kyler, is that, look, not necessarily a tone of don't worry about this, we got this, but they are striking a very confident chord about how ready they are for this moment, about how ready he specifically is ready for this moment in Kyler Murray. And whether he feels that pressure or not, that does, I think, put a little bit of extra pressure on him to just tell – you just spent the last 2 days telling the whole world, I got this. It's cool. I got this. I was built for this. I was raised for this. I was born for this. And I'm sure a lot of quarterbacks feel the same way. But when you go about, you know, kind of putting your heart on your sleeve like that, you have to deliver. You know, you have to deliver the goods. If your coach is promising that it's going to be one of the best performances in your professional career, you know, if we're coming in here on Tuesday and he didn't deliver, you better believe that's going to be something we're going to talk about.
I don't think it's something he thinks about during the game, though.
Oh, no.
Like, I don't think that's something he's got to think about. Oh, I'm not playing very well, but my coach promised that I would.
No, not at all. No,
I don't think he thinks about
it. Once he takes the first snap, that's not. But after the game, you better believe that's going to be a talking point if he doesn't play well.
I love the angle of it's that he just hasn't had that game, that wow factor game since week seven?
It's been a while. We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah.
That. You know, the kind of the standard that we use to describe that wow game is we'd come in here on a Monday and we talk about, you know, Kyler Murray, and you'd say, okay, that's what we saw yesterday. There's your $40 million guy. That's the guy who's going to get that $40 million a year contract right there, the way he played yesterday. We haven't had that reaction in one of his games in a long time.
He's, in a while.
He's been hurt. He missed a few games. Okay, I get it. You know, he's missing some guys around him. But if Kyler Murray, can you imagine if we're in here on Tuesday and we're talking about the that's the reason why that dude's going to make $40 million kind of game? They're going to beat the LA Rams if he has that kind of game. I mean, it's going to happen if he has that kind of game. I hope he's prepared to shoulder that load because it might require that of him.
Yeah, and they should be confident in him. I mean, he's a fantastic young quarterback with unbelievable God-given ability. Like I'm happy Cliff has the confidence that he's going to have his best game. Now, are there any indications that it's coming? You know, sometimes you could see something coming. I don't think we have that. Not when he's throwing the ball to the tight end and the running backs all the time. I'm not. There's nothing. You know, a lot, like if he has a great game, there's no way that we can come back and say, I saw that coming. I saw it coming. Yep. The last 2 weeks, I'm going to tell you right now, I do not see it coming. I think he's capable of it, but it's not something we see coming.
Bear Jackson celebrating 50 years as the world's great collector car auction. They return to Westworld to Scottsdale January 22nd through the 30th. Head to the contest page at arizonasports.com for your complete details and your chance to win tickets. The road has been a very undefinable yet successful part of the Cardinals season. How will it fare in the postseason? That coming up next on the Burns and Gambo Show.
Cardinals championship chase coverage presented by 72 Soul on the home of Arizona Cardinals football. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo talk cards in the playoffs. Now,
if I were making a case for why I think the Cardinals are going to win on Monday, if I were a lawyer and I was arguing my side of the case to a jury, I think the first thing I would argue is Matthew Stafford in these moments and just how unproven he is. And we're going to talk about Matthew Stafford, the comments his wife made on Instagram, her begging Rams fans not to sell the tickets to Cardinal fans. We'll talk about that coming up because this is
Who's your favorite movie lawyer?
Oh, it's got to be Daniel Caffey from A Few Good Men, right?
Okay, all right. It's good. Yeah.
Although,
you got a second?
Kevin Costner as Jim Garrison in JFK was pretty good, too.
Okay.
Right at the end, after he makes his big, passionate speech, he looks at the camera and says, it's up to you. And he's looking right into the audience when he says it. Those are probably my two. Why, you got one? You got a favorite movie, lawyer?
No, I can't remember the name of the movies I watch. So I've watched dozens of movies. I can't even tell you what the name of the movies are. So,
is it Joe Pesci from that movie? What was the one?
Oh, yeah.
With Marissa Tomei, yeah. Where she won the Academy of Utes.
The Utes.
What's
the
a Utes. Ute?
What's a Ute?
What was the name of that movie?
It's with Ralph Macchio and Marissa Tomei.
Yeah, yeah.
And Joe Pesci, Marissa Tomei, Ralph Macchio.
You mean
come
my cousin
on, man,
Vinny?
You're the movie
my
guy.
Cousin Vinny. My cousin
my
Vinny.
My cousin Vinny.
I had a brain lock
my
on the name. My cousin Vinny. Vinny. Yes. Yeah, so it's talking about my cousin Vinny.
And wasn't the guy that was the judge? Wasn't he like?
He was the dude from the Munsters.
The Munsters. He was the guy from the Munsters.
Yeah, it was.
That was the guy it was Herman Munster.
Yeah, I was just locking on my cousin Vinny. I couldn't come up with it.
Right.
But maybe
okay.
I would assume that Joe Pesci and my cousin Vinny would be your favorite movie lawyer.
Yeah.
Just seems like a Gambo favorite.
And Mr. Brady. Remember when he took the suitcase and he dropped the suitcase and then the guy turned around and said, look, his neck. He moved his neck.
The Brady Bunch, Mr. Brady?
Mr. Brady.
I thought he was an architect.
He was an architect, but like he saved the day because like Carol was going to go to jail.
Oh,
they never would have been able to have
the
show was going to end. But, you know, because
Carol
hit somebody and. Anyway, drop the suitcase.
If I were making the case for why the Cardinals were going to win, I would start with Matthew Stafford. We'll talk about him in a minute. The other thing that I would mention as my argument would be this tweet from Trey Wingo. Tweeted out this morning. What does home field advantage on wild card weekend mean? Not much.
Stugatz. Not much.
Over the last three playoffs, road teams are 10-4 straight up. And 11-3 against the spread in wild card games. That's a staggering number to me. All right, and forget the spread part because, I mean, we're not a gambling show, but I understand that's going to be very relevant to some people. 10-4 straight up road teams are this weekend. That tells me two things. Number one, that you better pick some upsets this weekend because they happened this weekend. And number two, the fact that the Arizona Cardinals are 8-1 on the road and so much better on the road than they are at home, that might play this weekend. That really might play this weekend.
So last year, Baltimore went on the road and beat Tennessee.
Okay.
That's a 5-4. Buffalo is the 2 seed, beat Indianapolis, so the 2 seed won. Cleveland went on the road and beat Pittsburgh, 6-3. Tampa Bay beat Washington, a 5-4. New Orleans beat Chicago, but the Rams beat Seattle, a 6-3. So your upsets last year, Rams over Seattle, Bucks over Washington, Cleveland over Pittsburgh, and Baltimore over Tennessee. I say upset by the seeding and the home field advantage. We all know that the Bucks were not supposed to lose to Washington. But the lower seed won those games.
And then
the next round, the only team that won in the second round that was on the road was the Bucks. That's the only team that won.
And they won all of their games. So since Trey Wingo said the last 3 years, I'm looking at the 2019 postseason. Uh-huh. And in the wild card round in that one, 3 of the 4 road teams won. The Titans went on the road and beat the Patriots. The Vikings went on the road and beat the Saints. The Seahawks went on the road and beat the Eagles. The year before that, 2018, Colts went on the road and beat the Texans. Chargers went on the road and beat the Ravens. The Eagles went on the road and beat the Bears. All right, so again, two things this tells me. Number one, you better pick some upsets this weekend because they're probably going to happen. And number two, that Cardinals team that has been so good on the road all year. And not just record-wise, Gambo. Thanks to our friends over at Revenge of the Birds, they did a little deep dive into some of the numbers. It's not just a win-loss thing. Man, they, across the board, have just been a dominant football team away from home when you compare it to their road numbers. It's not even close in some of the categories.
The numbers that really stick out are just, the turnovers, which we've kind of known about. The passing was very similar, but the rushing was much different. On the numbers that stood out. It really is remarkable. It's a night and day difference when you compare the road success and the numbers on the road compared to the home numbers.
I have them here in front of me. All right, so now understand that there was one more road game than there was home game, so you have to factor that in. But with one more road game than at home, the Cardinals ran for 350 yards more on the road than they did at home. One game doesn't make all that up, right? They were 1,200 rushing yards on the road, 862 at home. Passing yards, as you said, that was mostly even, okay? But touchdown passes. On the road, they had 18 touchdown passes. At home, they only had 9. And conversely, on the road, they only had 3 interceptions. And at home, they had 8. So think about it. Your touchdown to interception ratio on the road was 18-3. At home was 9-8. Night and day. We've seen it. We know it. We experienced it. We saw it with our eyes. But when you see it in like number fashion, you go, wow, it defies logic. I still don't know why. You don't know why.
No, it'll never be explained. It'll like, no, players don't know. The coaches don't know. I mean, nobody knows. Nobody knows, like, why, because it's crazy. It's crazy numbers. We've talked about the home field advantage doesn't mean as much as it used to, right? But this is absurd. That's absurd.
Yeah. So if you believe in this, all right, first of all, it bodes well, potentially, for the Cardinals on Monday night. These are the 6 road teams this year in this round. The Raiders at the Bengals, the Patriots at the Bills, the Eagles at the Bucks. The 49ers at the Cowboys, the Steelers at the Chiefs. If recent history is any guide, and
you get 3 upsets,
you pick at least 2 of them. Pick it. I would say at minimum, pick at least 2 of them. If you just want to kind of follow in line. Now,
I know you like New England over Buffalo.
I do. I do
not like that.
I like New England over Buffalo. I like the 49ers over the Cowboys.
Oh, I love the 49ers over the Cowboys.
Those are the And then
I was
maybe
dogging the 49ers last week. You were laying down like dogs, and now I like them over the Cowboys. I just don't believe in the Cowboys.
Neither do
but
I.
We'll see.
Neither do I. Not one bit. And the Cardinals versus the Rams, you'll have to wait and see until tomorrow what our picks are. Are we going to give picks tomorrow? Is that our plan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's
good.
Do it. Let's go through all the games to make our picks.
Okay. That sounds good. I like that. Text us your thoughts on whether the Cardinals can go on the road and win this game. The FanDuel text line is open for you at 620-620 right now. Matthew Stafford, maybe the most polarizing player in this postseason. How important is this game to him? We'll talk about that next on the Burns and Gambo Show.
Cardinals championship chase coverage presented by 72 Souls on the home of Arizona Cardinals football.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo talk cards, Rams, now.
All right, let's do a little Q&A with Gambo here on this one.
Let's do it.
Agree or disagree that for the wild card games this weekend, all six of them, that Matthew Stafford is by far the most polarizing player. He is the one with the most to gain. He is the one with the most to lose out of all the guys playing this weekend. Agree,
Stafford,
disagree?
Stafford the most polarizing player? I think Aaron Rodgers is.
He's not playing this weekend.
Oh, that's playing this weekend. Okay, Matthew Stafford this weekend. Yes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, Rodgers would have been a good conversation.
Yeah,
for next weekend.
For
this weekend, you're 0-3 in the playoffs. You've been in the league.
Polarizing guy.
Yeah, the one. Okay, maybe polarizing is the wrong word. The one. Is there anybody who has more to gain or more to lose than Matthew Stafford does this weekend?
No, I mean Roethlisberger is playing with house money, right?
100%.
I mean, they are one of the biggest underdogs in the history of playoff games.
Yep.
So that's house money. Nobody expects them to win, all of that, right? So that's house money. Patriots, Bills, I mean, they played each other twice. They've split. Cardinals, Rams, they played each other twice. They've split. But I think the Stafford thing, I mean, he's been in the league for a long time. He's never won a game. He's never won a playoff game. I mean, he's the Carson Palmer comparisons and everything. So, I can't think of anybody on the 49ers and Cowboys, maybe Dak a little bit, the Eagles and Bucks, no. The Raiders? Raiders and Bengals, no. I mean, is Carr polarizing? Not really.
Not really. I mean, it's his first playoff appearance. Is it really going to be held against him for the rest of his life if he loses on the road against Joe Burrow and the Bengals? Probably not.
No.
It's a no-brainer Matthew Stafford for this first weekend, given kind of what's personally at stake for him. The only other guys I can think who kind of come close are maybe Mike McCarthy with the Cowboys.
Oh, you're going coaches here. Okay.
You could go coach. Yeah, if you want to go coaches too. Maybe Dak Prescott with the Cowboys if they lose. There might be this, oh, man, are we sure he's the guy kind of conversation. Jimmy Garoppolo, maybe. I just think Matthew Stafford, he's got the weight of the world on his shoulders this weekend. He really does. And it's funny you mentioned Carson Palmer. He was actually a guest today on the Wolf and Luke show. And I think Carson Palmer's story, his arc, is very similar to what Matthew Stafford's going through right now. Stafford 0-3 in the playoffs. He's been in the league 12 years. Palmer had been around for forever and a day when he came to the Cardinals. He was 0-2 in his playoff history before he finally got that first one. And he was asked today by Wolf and Luke, Carson Palmer was, about the pressure that is on Matthew Stafford in these playoffs.
Yeah, you know, Matt went from kind of being the third or fourth best team in his division to really dominating that division and being on the best team in that division and having tons of talent around him. And, you know, even on the defensive side of the ball, they probably have the best cornerback in the game in Ramsey, and they probably have the best defensive pass rusher in the game in Donald. So he's surrounded by talent for the first time in his career, and he hadn't been to the playoffs hardly at all in Detroit. And really, you know, it's kind of the same thing that I was saying with Kyler. Just go out, take it one play at a time, find a way to win.
Yeah, Palmer, who's been in this situation before, says Stafford has to force himself into thinking it's just another day at the office.
You know, I know there's a lot of pressure being in L.A. and with the history of that team and just, you know, all the superstars that the Rams have on that team, there's a lot of pressure. But it's just another game, and you got to try to force yourself in your mind to think it's just a game, go through my reads, be a leader in the huddle, be a leader on the sideline, and not try to do anything too spectacular or make the big play.
It's pressure on the Lakers. There's pressure on the Dodgers. The pressure on the Rams. Do you buy that?
Not like I would the Dodgers or the Lakers, because that's a Dodgers and Lakers town, probably always will be, no matter what the Rams do. But I certainly buy the idea that if you're the Rams, I mean, what was Keyshawn Johnson telling us earlier today? Man, you had a quarterback. He took you to a Super Bowl. You decided you thought you could do better. So you gave up a bunch of first-round draft picks and that quarterback who led you to the Super Bowl for what you thought was an upgrade at the position. He has to win a game or two in the playoffs to prove that he's an upgrade at the position, right?
Does he have to do it right away in the first year?
I think so. Oh, yeah. I think so. I mean, yeah. You don't think so? You don't think there's pressure on Matthew Stafford this weekend?
I do think there's pressure. But I think that there's also, this is not a, you know, we're all going for it on 1 year. They did go all in, right, with Von Miller and Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah.
So possible that this, because we don't know. You never know what's going to happen. So, you know, we always talk about windows, right? Is the Rams window open beyond this year?
Of course it is. Of course.
I mean, I would think that it still is. We've got to see what happens with their cap situation.
Yeah, there's no question that it's open beyond this year. But I think what's going to happen is if they lose on Monday night, the tone of the conversation shifts from, okay, yeah, we still have a chance to win it next year, to, okay, but is Matthew Stafford the guy for us to win it next year? I mean, it's all lined up for them. They're at home. They're against a division rival who's lost four of their last five games.
Oh, they've made their bed with him. I mean, they put the ring on it, and that's who they're going home with. I mean, he's their guy.
And not that they're going to change it. They're not going to change quarterbacks if they lose in the first round. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that the doubt that is going to permeate that city and that market and that team, that locker room, about whether Matthew Stafford is good enough to take them to the promised land, oh, that's going to be a real thing if they lose on Monday
night.
But
here's what you don't know, and it very well could be true. This could be their best chance to win with Matthew Stafford.
Could be.
They're home. They're playing a Cardinals team that they have dominated for years. This, like, you don't know what the matchup will be next year.
Nope. Next year, Aaron Donald could be hurt next year. Cooper Kupp could be hurt next year.
You may
year.
Lose the division and be a wild card team on the road playing Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Or, like, you just so, like, we don't know what the future, but it's very well that this could be their best chance to win, and they may never get another chance that's this good.
Now, is Matthew Stafford capable of handling that pressure, winning? Of course he is. He's Matthew Stafford. He's a good quarterback,
yeah,
okay?
But the longer you go without winning, man, that stuff, like, yep. He got a new lease on life with the Rams, but that, you know, the honeymoon is over once they lose this playoff game.
Dan Orlovsky today on NFL Live was pretty cut and dry about Matt Stafford this weekend.
I think this is the biggest game in Matthew Stafford's career. And if they win, next week will be the biggest game in Matthew Stafford's career. The reality is this. If he plays a clean three-game stretch, this team has a tremendous chance to go to the Super Bowl. Marcus, you called it him being greedy. I've shared this story with you guys. There is not a single throw on the football field that dude does not think he can make. If he can curb that two times a game feeling, this team can potentially be in the Super Bowl. But it's the biggest game of his career.
I don't disagree with a word of that.
Okay. Obviously, I agree, too. I mean, because they weren't expected to win in Detroit because they were the Lions, and the Lions are pathetic.
Yep.
And now they're expected to win. So this is the first time he's the favorite to win, and he's expected to win. So, yeah, more pressure comes with that than when you're the underdog, for sure.
Watch the Cards Rams this Monday at your nearest Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers for the Big Red viewing party. Enjoy delicious handcrafted food and specials on Four Peaks products, including AZ Hazy. For more info, check out coldbeers.com. Four Peaks Brewing Company is an official partner of the Arizona Cardinals. Always enjoy responsibly. Of course, if you're going to the stadium, Matthew Stafford's wife, Kelly, went on Instagram today with a video. And the part of that video was a post imploring Rams fans not to sell their tickets to Cardinal fans. She was appalled at how difficult the environment was for the Rams to play in last week against the 49ers. She said, my plea, don't sell your tickets to Cardinals fans, please. I can't wait to see what that building looks like on Monday.
Somebody should offer her a couple $100,000 for her seat, see what she does. Hey, lady.
Put your money where your mouth is. What do you got? You know?
Got a couple hundred grand for your ticket. Sold!
Something tells me she wouldn't do that. When we come back on the Burns and Gambo show, Gambo gave us all a homework assignment when we left yesterday.
Oh, I'm ready.
We have to come up with the five most desirable Super Bowl outcomes as we're getting ready to start the playoffs, and we can only choose the Cardinals in one of them. Gambo has five. I have five. Mitch and Eric have combined for five. We'll share them with you next on the Burns and Gambo Show.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo.
All right, right after us, right after us, Big Red Rage, Gambo, you might just want to sit right there and stay in your office. And
Booter.
Booter Baker. This is going to be the guest on the Big Red Rage tonight. So just stay there, leave your headphones on, and enjoy the show. Because that's your guy.
Good. It is my guy. Love Booter.
Booter
great
Baker.
Player. Great player.
That's the Big Red Rage.
Run up that space needle.
Right after us here on Burns and Gambo. The Vizzy What's On Tonight. Games we're going to watch this evening brought to you by Vizzy Hard Seltzer. The only hard seltzer crafted with antioxidant and vitamin C. Proud sponsor of your Arizona Diamondbacks. Abilene Christian is taking on Grand Canyon tonight. That game tips off, I should say, at 7 o'clock. Colorado versus Arizona in men's college basketball. 9 o'clock tonight. Put on some coffee for that one, Gambo.
That team's good. Like, I will like watching them play.
Stay up till 9 o'clock at night, good?
9 o'clock, okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'll watch some U of A tonight.
Okay.
After I watch House Hunters International, or
you're not going to be watching
show?
Guys Grocery
Guys,
Games?
Yeah, Guys whatever, his food show.
I only watch it when my guy Nick is on.
Your guy Nick.
If Nick's not on.
That's my guy now.
Is he your guy too?
All right. That's my guy.
He's actually doing a Facebook Live right now. He's cooking something. You should follow him on Facebook. And he does cooking demonstrations all the time on his Facebook page. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'll give you the full name. You can go find him. He's good.
All right.
All right, so that's what's on tonight, brought to you by Vizzy Hard Seltzer. All right, so Gambo sent us home with some homework last night. There was a story yesterday on NFL.com, the five most interesting, best potential Super Bowl matchups.
Yes.
And as we were going through the list, we decided it was a really lame list. Because the list was basically predicated on the idea, hey, wouldn't it be cool if the Titans and the Rams played in the Super Bowl? Yeah. Not really. You know, why? Because it's
Buffalo
a rematch?
Against Dallas.
Yeah.
They played each other twice in the Super Bowl.
It's like, so the hell what? I mean, Buffalo, Dallas, they were terrible Super Bowls back in the 90s. Why is that a reason to want a rematch? So
right. We
came up with our best five most anticipated Super Bowl potential matchups here with the rule you're only allowed to choose the Cardinals once. Otherwise, for me, every matchup would involve the Cardinals. So only one time are we allowed to use the Cardinals. You've got your list. I've got mine. Eric and Mitch on the other side of the glass have teamed up for theirs. We're going to go.
Let's do it.
We're going to count this down from five down to one. So, Gambo, I will start with you as the master of ceremonies. What is your fifth best Super Bowl matchup?
Green Bay versus Kansas City. Mahomes against Rodgers. Yes, it's a rematch of the very, very first Super Bowl ever played, Green Bay and Kansas City. But I think it gives you the two best quarterbacks, Mahomes and Rodgers.
Mitch, Eric, I don't know who's speaking on behalf of you guys. Who is your fifth best Super Bowl matchup?
This one's coming from me. It's hard for me to put any LA team in here because, man, I don't like the LA teams.
We've only got a few minutes here, Eric.
We got Titans Rams. I want Derrick Henry and I want Aaron Donald to meet in a collision course.
See, he's got a Super Bowl rematch. Okay.
All right. Titans Rams. But he sold his Derrick Henry versus Aaron Donald. I could see that. My number five matchup is a rematch of last year's Super Bowl, the Chiefs and the Bucks.
Yuck.
I think that's a potentially very good game, so I got that as my fifth best. No, I'll go number four, since I went last time.
Okay.
My fourth best Super Bowl matchup, I want to see the young gun versus the older guy. Give me Josh Allen versus Aaron Rodgers, the Bills versus the Packers as my fourth best game. All right, Gambo, you go ahead.
I have gotten the one sentimental Super Bowl on my list. 1979, I'll never forget it. Vince Ferragamo taking over for Pat Hayden. I was rooting for the Rams so hard against the Steelers. So I'm going back to 79. Steelers-Rams, because it is one of the most memorable Super Bowls to me, because I loved Vince Ferragamo. He was an Italian quarterback. He took over for Pat Hayden. He led him all the way to the Super Bowl, and they lost to the Steelers, and they should have won the damn game.
Steelers-Rams. Woo! Okay.
Steelers-Rams, baby.
Eric and Mitch, what's your number four?
We might actually be the only one to include one of these two teams. Dallas and Cincinnati, like a couple of high-powered offenses.
That would,
one.
You know what? I got to admit, I don't like Dallas. That would be a fun game to watch. That I'll cut. That probably should have made my list. That would be a fun game to watch. Dallas can score. Cincinnati can score. What were you going to say, Gambo? Were you going to head
on? Nope, I don't have anything on that.
Eric and Mitch, why don't you give us your number three most desirable Super Bowl, please?
We love storylines. Bucks, Pats.
That, Gambo, is also my number three most desirable Super Bowl. The Bucks and the Patriots. Brady and Belichick, one ring to rule them all.
I'm tired of Brady and I'm tired of Belichick. I do not have the Pats or the Bucks in my top five. I could care less about Bill Belichick. I'm tired of those guys. I want new blood. My number three, listen, is 12 teams that have never won a Super Bowl. Four of them in the playoffs right now. And I've got the Buffalo Bills against the Eagles. The Buffalo Bills have never won a Super Bowl. They went there four times with Marv Levy. They've never won it. It's Sean McDermott against the Eagles. He was with the Eagles for like 10 years. So Sean McDermott against the Eagles. He was there for 10 years. The Bills trying to get their first Super Bowl. I'm going Bills-Eagles.
All right. What's your number two while we've got you on the line?
My number two? Raiders and Cowboys.
You're picking some weird games, man.
Well, let me tell you. Listen, yeah, you're damn right. I didn't want to go. Listen, I didn't want to go. I'll take Green Bay and Kansas City. I'm not doing that. So I'm giving you good matchups here. Raiders and Cowboys. You know what? These two teams, and I'll just say this. They never, so there's no Super Bowl where they played each other. But, man, these guys were in the Super Bowl all the time. Dallas was in the Super Bowl in 71, 72, 76, 78, 79. Oakland and L.A. was there in 77, 81, 84. But they never met each other. They were in it almost every other year. One of these teams was in it, but they never played each other. Give me Raiders Cowboys.
Hey, all right, we're giving you Raiders Cowboys. Eric and Mitch.
You can keep that one, by the way.
What's your second best potential Super Bowl matchup,
this
please?
Was the one where we chose the Cardinals, so we have them at two, not one. But we've got Cardinals-Chiefs. I love the quarterback and Cliff Kingsbury storylines in that one.
All right. It's a possibility we're going to see that one coming up very soon. My number two matchup, most desirable Super Bowl. Give me a rematch of Super Bowl Uno, the Packers versus the Chiefs. I think that was your number five.
That was my number five.
I think that game would be epic. Absolutely epic. Can I give you my number one?
Whoever you want to do it. You run the show. You go.
My number one desired Super Bowl matchup, and it was number two on Eric and Mitch's list. Give me Patrick Mahomes. Give me Kyler Murray. Give me Cliff Kingsbury. Give me Tyron Matthew. Give me the Chiefs versus the Cardinals as my number one desired Super Bowl.
All right, Eric,
matchup.
Mitch, what do you got?
We just want a good football game. Packers, Chiefs, Super Bowl Uno. It makes sense. It just does.
All right. My number one. You ready?
Yeah.
The Arizona Cardinals and the Cincinnati Bengals. Let me tell you why.
Okay, dude.
2 years ago, the Bengals were 2-14. 3 years ago, the Cardinals were 3-13. Joe Burrow, number one overall pick. Kyler Murray, number one overall pick. A.J. Green, five times in the playoffs with Cincinnati, never won a playoff game. A.J. Green against his former team. There's the Carson Palmer angle. Carson Palmer with the Cardinals was with the Bengals and couldn't win a playoff game. Two times he got there and couldn't win. Man, the storylines are epic. Give me Bengals in Cincinnati.
All right, so again, to recap, the most desirable Super Bowl matchup for Eric and Mitch, a rematch of Super Bowl I, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. For me, it's Kyler Murray and the Cardinals versus Mahomes and the Chiefs. Let's see what Cliff Kingsbury can do against his former protege. For Gambo, he's got the Cardinals and the Bengals. Joe Burrow versus Kyler Murray would be a lot of fun. That would be a lot of fun. All right, there you go. Those are the... So those... Those are the real best Super Bowl matchups right there. Those are them.
There you go.
Take that, NFL.com.
Yeah, take that, NFL.com, with your Bills-Cowboys who cares rematch.
Boring rematches. All they want is rematches.
Big Red Rage is coming up next. Buda Baker is the special guest. We'll see you tomorrow. Straight up 2 o'clock here on the Burns and Gambo Show.
Have a great night, everyone.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.